This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. That was the Holy Hootenanners. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We've been talking about nostalgia tonight, and I recently chaperoned a field trip for my sons, and we had to drive a long distance in a school bus. Now, I'm pretty familiar with school buses. I grew up in the country, so I had a long bus ride when I was a kid. It was a thunderdome of excitement. I got hit by a skateboard one time. It was a sexual harassment training. It was all of those things all at once. And so in northern Minnesota, we always have to be hauled long distances to places like Minneapolis for a field trip or one reason or another. And you know, even stepping on the bus 20 years later, the smell of the diesel fuel and the industrial seat vinyl, you know, brought me back to my youth. But when I went to sit down, something wasn't quite right. The bus seats triggered the same feelings that I have when I find a pair of pants from high school. You know, I remember fitting into them and having a good time, but I don't remember how. The physics of it are baffling. So think of how much our nostalgia has to do with transportation. Family road trips, the station wagon, mom and dad crack their windows so they can smoke. Are we there yet? Don't make me come back there. In the end, our minds convert a hot, miserable experience into precious family memories. But think about travel as it used to be. Not just before they put TV screens and Wi-Fi in the back seats of minivans, but before there were roads. See, 125 years ago, the easiest way to get here to Grand Rapids was on a steamboat heading up the Mississippi River. The trip from Aiken alone took 15 days. So whether you were a barrel of molasses or a family of five, you had to ride the steamboat. One of the busiest steamboats on the northern Mississippi was the Irene. You can see her picture in the Itasca County Historical Society. The journey of the Irene between Aiken and Grand Rapids often featured young families making their way into the wilderness. Perhaps their trips weren't all that much different than ours.
Otis, look at that river marker. We're halfway to Grand Rapids.
Hey, and we only left Aiken 7 days ago. The Irene is making great time. How are your shingles, dear?
Fine, love. The rash hasn't quite gotten up to my eyes yet.
Oh, good thing, because I've been lost in them since the day I met you.
Otis!
Knock it off, Hiram.
What's that commotion, Florence?
Dad, Hiram is coughing scarlet fever on me.
Knock it off, HW. I can't afford any more coffins.
Well, she keeps trying to put her pet leeches on me.
They're hungry.
Now, Florence, I told you, if you want pets, you have to feed them yourself.
But, Mom, I feel woozy.
Whose fault is that?
Maybe it would help if I didn't have to wear this wool underwear.
You can change into the canvas underwear when the temperature is 95.
Ugh. Dad, I'm bored.
That's not my problem.
But I'm really bored.
I said that when I was your age once. You know what happened? Your grandfather signed me up for the Civil War.
And that's how you got your glass
eye. And that's how I got my glass eye. And you need to speak with respect or else... a dang thing always pops out when I get mad. God darn it.
It's to your right, dear.
I can't grab it. My depth perception is all messed up.
Here, I'll get it for you.
Oh, thanks. Is it clean enough to put back in?
Sure. I'm sick of this song. Here, let me change the tune with my shoe. Hey, banjo man!
Shh! Ow!
Play something else. That's better. I love this song.
Oh, no, I can't stand it. My left shoe says we go back.
Ow!
Wait, let's make a deal. I just want to hear something different, that's all.
How about the news?
Fine.
Oh, banjo man.
Ow!
What's the news from town?
Well, let me think. President Garfield got shot.
Oh, that's terrible.
Did he live?
Don't know. I'll find out in a month or two.
so much bad news. That's why I prefer music.
No, it's getting late. Let's just watch the sunset and enjoy some peace and quiet.
That sounds wonderful.
What in tarnation was that?
Look, the captain's floating downriver.
He did it.
No, she did it.
Oh, dang, Nabbit, I can't take you kids anywhere. Oh, there it goes.